Welcome to this Frequency Matters podcast. I'm Pat Hindle, and today we're going to talk about 5G technology as the 5G Antenna Systems Conference approaches. Here to talk with me about 5G technology and the conference is Benoit Durand, Senior Director of Antenna Systems and Projects at Brody & Schwartz. Welcome, Benoit.
Hey, Pat. Thank you for having me here.
So the 5G Antenna Systems Conference is taking place virtually October 13th. So we thought this would be a good opportunity to check in with you as an expert in the area of 5G technology. Can you tell us how antenna technology has changed over the few years leading up to 5G to meet the challenges?
I think it's changed really tremendously, Pat, to be honest. And I mean, one of the big changes was really that it moved towards antenna arrays with beam steering, completely integrated electronics, RF electronics, and that moves really in that direction in both the infrastructure as well as the user equipment, also with the millimeter wave technologies. But even in the infrastructure, we have this massive MIMO beam steering capabilities at sub-6 gigahertz. So it really changed a lot. Now antennas are much more intelligent and trying to adapt to their environment or mitigate the path loss and so on dynamically. So it's, yeah, quite a big change.
So how about on the test side? What challenges has 5G presented there, and how are the test companies meeting those challenges?
Yeah, so really the key challenges have been that with 5G, let's say, the antennas have become so integrated that integrated to the RF electronics that you would have to test pretty much everything over the air, and including things that you used to test before conducted. So because of this, capacity needs for OTA testing have increased tremendously. And then that has brought the challenge of, okay, if I want to meet those capacity needs as a manufacturer, for example, in terms of testing, then I need to multiply over-the-air testing chambers, over-the-air testing sites. But then it's really about how do I do this? Because, well, obviously it costs money, but also the space aspects are critical. So how do I manage to get OTA test systems that are small enough that I can fit all my test capacity within a certain floor space? That's one thing. And then the other thing is obviously that as the amount of tests is increasing tremendously, then test time saving is important. So really trying to optimize having technologies that are really giving fast measurement times, or techniques that are giving fast measurement times. And maybe the third thing is getting back to these beam steering and the dynamic capabilities of the UTs, managing this complexity of taking into account the behavior of the DUT dynamically within the OTA test ranges. That's another portion that has been looked at in terms of OTA testing, whether it's on the base station side or on the user equipment side.
So where does the industry stand in making these OTA test measurements, you know, standardized and reducing the cost to speed them up for production?
I think the OTA has made tremendous progress, a lot of innovation. I haven't made an exact count at Brody & Schwartz of how many patents we have filed in OTA in the past 3 years, but it's definitely over 200 just on OTA. So, and we're not alone here. I know all our competitors and the stakeholders in the industry have moved forward similarly in a sort of race for innovation, because it was not just implementing a small step. It was really sometimes solving problems that had no solution before. But I would say it has reached a certain maturity. And now on the R&D or the conformance testing or compliance testing side, as well as production testing, techniques for based on OTA, I think everything is pretty much ready. We're still learning. There are still new things that are coming up. But I think we are at the level where OTA is reliable at every stage of the development to production process of the devices.
So what are some of the unique features that your systems have compared to some of the other ones? I know you've published a lot of papers and have done a lot of great work in that area.
Okay, I will take one example because there are a lot of them, but one of the latest thing that we published about is our ATS-1800M chamber. It's the only millimeter wave chamber compact antenna test range that can fulfill all the test requirements for user equipment testing for 3GPP conformance, including RF protocol and RRM testing. And it's a chamber that has four mirrors inside, so it simulates several angle of arrivals. That's pretty unique. No one else had done compact range with multiple reflectors before.
Yeah, that was a very interesting configuration. Very good engineering that you guys came up with that design. So at the conference, what will you be presenting there?
I will be presenting another type of innovation. We published, the starting point of this innovation in the Microwave Journal in January 2021. But now it's an extension. It's this augmented OTA approach where we are trying to, kind of benefit from both the numerical world and the experimental world, combining OTA measurements together with full wave simulation techniques. And with this, we can deduce quantities that you could not measure because it's just too complex to measure, or we can eventually, somehow simulate the behavior of a DUT in a very complex environment without having to know precisely what's inside the DUT. And for example, compared to the augmented OTA paper that we made in Microwave Journal, we will be presenting some specific absorption rate evaluation for base station based on over-the-air measurements in free space. So that's a quite new thing that we can do with this technique.
So where do you see this technology evolving in the next 2 to 3 years? What additional work do you think can be done?
There's plenty of possibilities. So we've been looking at this from an automotive perspective, for example. Now, in cars, there are so many wireless modules integrated everywhere. And you would have to, for example, even for in-car communication, you would have like Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, maybe Wi-Fi 6E coming soon in the cars as well. And you have all these antennas inside and you want to ensure that the passengers benefit from the best possible coverage, the best possible performance. Now, how do you optimize that? How do you actually characterize how these the field distribution within the car? You cannot really do this by measurements, but you could measure the antenna and then you could use numerical extrapolation to kind of evaluate the multiple reflections within the car and the interaction between the antenna and the car dashboard, for example. And these are the kind of things we will show in more details at the 5G Antenna Systems Conference on the 13th of October.
Well, excellent. It sounds like some great presentations will be there and we look forward to it. So thank you, Benoit, for talking to us today about the state of the 5G technology. It's a pleasure getting an update from you. Please go to antennasonline.com to register for the 5G Antenna Systems Conference. It'll be taking place October 13th virtually. For our listeners, you can find out more podcasts at podcast.microwavejournal.com. Thanks for listening.